Hi, Jose. How are you?
Hey, good.
That was a quick 10 minutes. I feel like we just
Oh,
hung up, right?
yeah.
I'm just teasing. I was like, wow, that was a quick 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Did you get a hold of your
Well,
accountant? I think you said that's who you were calling, right?
yeah, she didn't answer.
Oh,
So,
okay.
worst
Okay.
case, I throw it away, but we're gonna try it.
Okay.
We're
Okay.
gonna try it, and we'll keep it for, shoot, as long as I don't die, I guess we'll keep paying it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we're here every step of the way. You give us 1% of your trust, you let us earn the other 99%. Okay? So,
Okay.
let me do this. I sent you those two emails. I'm gonna also send to your phone right now too. I'm gonna send you another text. I want you to save our 877 number, Jose, under your contacts. You're gonna save it under local splash. So this way you never lose our phone number. So once you get this text that I send you, okay, you're going to also see that I've added your login credentials for your client dashboard. I like to send it to you ahead of time just so this way you already have it. Basically, your
You
username
are,
is,
you are, oh, I got it now.
you got it? Okay. So if you look at that, it says, here are your credentials for your client dashboard. Your username is always going to be your phone number. Now the password is the password that we generate for you. Sun Reviews, all one word, lowercase. Okay? Now, if you want, you could always change it to a password of your choice, but I would suggest you do it within 5 to 7 days. Let them customize the tracking reporting system first before you update the password. Okay, to one of your choice.
So what, wait a couple of days or so?
I would wait a couple of days. Yeah, at least wait a few days after your client interview. Okay, so this way it gives them time to go ahead and get that all set up for you. I just like to send you the credentials ahead of time. Now, it also shows you in there if you have any questions, you got updates, you got concerns or what have you regarding your account. Remember, we're having a team that's going to be dedicated to you. We do it all within our company. So our business hours are Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. Remember, you're 2 hours ahead of me, so we're always here for you, 9 to 6. Okay? Monday through Friday.
Let's see if I can log in.
Are you trying to log into the client dashboard?
I am.
Yeah. And you might not see anything in there because remember, they're going to get it all set up. But go to that hyperlink that says my.localsplash.com.
Yes.
Put the username as your phone number.
All right.
Password is fun reviews, all one word.
All right. Let me
And
see
you're more than
if
likely not going to see really much in there.
okay. Well, this I'm just about to pull my screen on when you answer that
It's
off.
okay. No worries.
Ooh. Hold on. Well, this is getting me troubles. Do I have an app for this? I think that might work
They're,
better.
yeah, they're still in the creation of doing the app. Where are you trying to do it from, your desktop or your phone?
It's on my phone.
What do you have, an iPhone or an Android?
I have iPhone.
iPhone. I typically, like on my iPhones, I save it as a favorite on my iPhone, so this way it's like bookmarked and it's easy for me to get to. Now, remember with, if you're doing the tracking phone number, the call tracking number, you're going to have an app for that. So the technician's going to give you the app, what app you're going to download, so that way you can track your phone calls and so forth, okay? I know they're still working on trying to come up with an app for the client dashboard, so typically I tell everybody save it as a favorite. or bookmark it like that on your iPhone. So this way it's easy for you to go to. Like I have, my church doesn't have an app like when I tithe, but the site that I go to is called PushPay. So I save it actually on my phone as a favorite. So every time I go, I like open up my Safari, it automatically will show it. Okay.
I'm reading through this.
No worries.
Renewals, I just... What are my setup costs? Are those late?
Oh, you're paying us at $249 a month. That's it.
So no, those my setup cost is waived?
Yes, because I waived the setup fee. Because typically it's like a $299 setup fee, but that's been waived. That's why you're only paying the $249. And that's what I sent you in the email.
All right.
Okay. Now, how does your schedule look for today, Jose, for your client interview? Because I want to see what we have on the calendar that might work for you. If today for your client interview doesn't work, then we can look at tomorrow's schedule. But for today, the only appointment I have left is going to be in your time zone, 4 to 5 o'clock.
That's fine. Like I said, not doing much that involves not being able to pick up the phone.
Okay. No, well, I mean, you might have a doctor's appointment or something. You might have plans or something. I just want to make sure I make it at a time that's convenient for you.
Yeah.
So I'll put you down.
Phone call right now.
And you don't even have to be in front of a computer. Okay. But I just like, again, what I'm going to do is I'm going to block out an hour. Okay. I'm going to set up your client interview right now while we're on the phone. I'm kind of doing things a little bit backwards because I want to try to get these notes and stuff set up first, and then we'll go over your voice verification, and then I'll take your billing last, okay? So what you're going to receive right now is a calendar invite. You really don't even need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that your client interview is going to be today between 4 and 5 o'clock your time. Now, I block out an hour, but really the interview could take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes. Maybe a little bit longer. It really just depends on how many questions or details you have. Okay? Now, I'm going to also send you a reminder an hour before your client interview just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour. I am going to make myself available to introduce you to the technician. So when I call you, if you're in the middle of something, let's say you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just really just pick up the phone and say, hey, Nadine, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? And then we'll call you back. Okay? But I want to do the introduction with the technician because I prefer to do that. Since you and I have already built rapport, I like doing that introduction. Okay?
Okay. It's not on my name. It says do it just like it is on this little highlighted part, and it's just like it. It won't let me do it.
What are you talking about? Where?
Where you sent that stuff so I can sign it.
Oh, no, honey, you're not signing anything right now. That's not until after we do your billing. You're not signing anything right now. So what I sent you, okay, so let me back up. Are you still in the client dashboard?
I am. That's what popped
okay.
up.
Okay, there's nothing for you to sign. You're not signing anything right now because we haven't even set up the account. Okay, the signature, that happens after the billing. I sent you the credentials, okay, because I just wanted you to have them already. You went into it to look at it. There's no content there because this is where you would see, like, you see where it says total results. Like, that's going to show how many times you came up in the search results. It's going to show how many times they clicked on your Google profile. This is how you track your results with us. So there's nothing in here for you to sign yet. the technician has to create all of this customized for your business. Okay. You're not even going to have any results yet because we still have to create all the profiles. You're welcome to go in there and look at it, but there's really nothing to look at. We just like to send you the credentials ahead of time. You're not signing anything yet.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Now, I also sent you the calendar invite. Okay. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know what time your interview is going to be today. Okay. Now, Jose, your last name is Medina, correct? Because that's how I have it listed.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, the phone number, the best number for us to call you on is going to be your personal phone number, the 256-419-4597. Are you going to want the tracking number, or do you want us to list your physical phone number?
You said tracking number is the same. Same price, no more?
No more. It won't cost you more. Yeah. The tracking number is included. It's not going to cost you anything.
Yeah, we'll go ahead.
We'll do the tracking number? Okay. All right. And it'll be linked to this phone number. Now, your company name. This is super important because I want to make sure that we list it correctly wherever we're promoting your company. It's going to be Jam Top, all capital letters, one word. Correct?
Yes.
Services with a capital S. Do you want the LLC included?
What do you think?
That's totally up to you. It's your preference.
What do most people do?
Some of them like to include it. Some of them don't. It's really up to the business owner.
Just put it on there. It sounds
okay. Okay. Now, what is the business address that's associated? Like, where do you have it registered at your home address, the business?
Yes.
Is that the 225 Bagley Drive? It's an address that shows on Angie's. We're going to hide this address, okay? This address will not show on Google. No one needs to know where you live at. I don't even know why Angie's puts the address there. I don't even see the point of it, but that's their process. So we'll make sure your address is hidden. The zip code I have is 36201, Anniston, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to go over some notes. This is just basic notes for my technician, Jose, so that way they know where to start from. Okay? So now, when we're talking about your services, right, I'm going to list here, I mean, the obvious is lawn care, right? But what else do you want me to list? Like, do you want me to put cleanups, junk removal? What do you want me to put down? Mowing, trimming.
Yes, fog cleanup, rinsing up, trimming, small tree removal.
Small tree removal? Oh, okay. There was a couple of them I missed right now, honey, that you said. I have lawn care, mowing, trimming, small tree removal, cleanups.
Yes. Do mulch replenish.
Mulch replenish. Okay.
Mulch replenish. Pine straw replenish.
Pine straw?
Yes, ma'am. Replenish pine straw. That's what I was about to say, too.
And this is just for residential right now or commercial, too?
The both of them.
Both. Do you do anything like sod installs, flower beds?
Sod installs, flower bed, flower bed, you know, makeovers, make a flower bed, weed control.
Weed control, okay.
Yes.
And okay.
Debris haul.
That's good. All right. Awesome. And you could always add in more later or during your client interview. You can change them at any time. Are you licensed and insured or in the process?
I'm licensed. I don't have insurance.
Okay, that's okay. That's not a problem.
I don't know why I go on and off with the insurance. They just do too much sometimes.
It's okay. No worries. It's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit anyways, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't believe we're already the 19th. My God, this month is flying by. I already saw Christmas stuff coming out. I'm like, Lord, I'm trying to pay the bill from last year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I got too many grandkids. I got now number 15 coming on the way next year. I'm
right.
Like, oh Lord, yes, I'm a grandma. I'm going to be a grandma 15.
Yeah.
Well, God bless you. Thank you. I wish I was 21. Actually, not really. Not really. You know, maybe 30. Now,
yeah.
Jose, you have a personal Facebook, right?
Yes, I don't rarely use it, though.
It's okay, Annie. What are you listed under? Just Jose Medina?
Yes, under Jose Medina. Golly, last time I used it, I think I was like 10 years old.
No way. Oh, my gosh. You're so silly. Does it show you in Aniston?
Oh, I don't even know what it shows me. Let me check.
See if I can find you.
Yeah, it has no back cover, and there's a bass drum back, and it's a group of us.
Let me see if I can find you. Well, I see one in Birmingham, one in Foley, another one in Birmingham. Let me see, Fairview, another one in Albertville. What does your profile picture look like?
We outside on the bleachers.
On the bleachers?
We all standing up with like a group picture. So like the background looks bluish purplish. And then there's just a group of us. If it helps, the J and the M on my name are capital.
Okay. It's so, you know what, a trip? I didn't realize how many Jose Medinas there are in Alabama. There's like a whole bunch of them. I'm like, man, that's crazy.
Yeah. You been able to find it yet?
No. Nuh-uh. And it shows you in Aniston, right?
Yes.
My best friend, she was born in Mobile.
Mobile.
I see. I would say Mobile, and she's like, "Yeah, that's not the way you say it." I'm like, "Oh my gosh, well, you know what I mean." I tell her.
It's Mobile, man.
Mobile, right? And then she's like, "Come on, that's not the way you say it." I crack up every time. Yeah, she's been out here in California for years now, but that's where she was born, and she was actually raised out there, I think, up until she was probably like maybe 10, and then her family came out to California. But she went back there not too long ago to go visit like her sister and stuff, so.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're able to, do you know how to send the link?
I do. Who do I send it to?
You're going to text it back to me. Just text it to me, to one of the text messages I sent you. Just reply to it.
Tell me. See if I can.
Matt, Medina's a common last name out there, huh? I didn't realize how common that last name is.
Oh, not. I don't really know many of them down here.
No?
Just one girl I pulled with, and that was it. But... that's the only Medina I know around here.
What ethnicity are you, if you don't mind? Oh, wait, I think I found you. Oh, my gosh, I think I found you. Okay, let me see. You guys, you're on the bleachers, right?
Yes.
There's no, and it's like kind of the sky, it's like a night game or something, right? There's a whole bunch of young guys, and you guys are wearing, like, there's a guy in the front that says, just do it.
That's me, bro.
Is that you?
That's
no way. Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Is that a recent, that must have been, oh, I see what you're saying. That was like when I was 10 years old. Okay, got it. Okay, I found it. Awesome. Okay. All right. Perfect. All right. Now, the website, I know you mentioned you don't have any photos, so I'm going to tell them to use stock photos for now.
All right.
And then I'm going to have them make you the business logo, needs business logo. So this way, if you like the one we make, then you stick with that one. And if you don't, then use the one that you have. You know what I mean? It's not costing you anything. I'm going to put needs business logo, have some ideas.
Oh, yeah. I'd be damned if the free one was a lot better than the other one.
Well, yeah. And then we're gonna add the tracking number to that, and it's not costing you more. Now, I'm going to put you for 20 miles, right? That's how far you wanted to target for locally is what you said, correct?
Yeah.
Within 20 miles? Okay. Now, when we communicate with you, Jose, do you prefer that we call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Call and text.
Call and text? Okay.
Yes.
What are your hours of operation? Like, are you typically a Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
I'd like phone calls just on the weekdays, but.
Okay.
I mean, how would you, I work all the time. Like, I get phone calls.
Some people will put, it's typically, what they do is they typically put the hours that they answer their calls, right? That they would like their calls. Now, does that mean that someone won't call you on a Saturday? Probably somebody will, but for the most part, like, they'll say, like, oh, it looks like they're available, like, Monday through Friday between 8 and 6, you know? Whatever you prefer. You want to do that, 8 to 6?
Weekdays.
And, so Monday through Friday, what time, hon?
Do you do Monday through Thursday, 9 to 5, and then Friday, 9 to 12?
9 to 5, and then Friday, 9 to 12, right?
Yes, ma'am. We'll do that.
Okay. That's good. If you ever need to change it, just let us know, and we can change the hours, okay? And then what forms of payments do you typically take? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal,
Apple Pay?
Okay.
PayPal does too.
So I'm going to put cash, check, Zelle. You want me to put Venmo and Cash App?
Yes.
Okay. No PayPal, right?
No PayPal.
What about Apple Pay?
Yes, Apple Pay.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Now, before I go over your billing, I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording. What this is going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you that we are also going to send in writing along with your invoice. Okay? Now, when I'm walking you through it, if there's anything at all that you don't understand, Jose, you stop me and you say, Nadine, wait a minute, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yes, ma'am, it does.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
Jam Top Services, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Jose Medina, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Can you read off what needs to go on first, or do I need to say
yes
now?
So after saying your name, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Jose, it is very important that you are you know, aware that you're like in contact with us. Okay. So it's very important that you're actively involved in your campaign here with Local Splash. Now, as a result, okay, of increased visibility, I want you to be advised that you might get calls, okay, from other third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, I also want you to be aware, okay, that sometimes someone might call you that's trying to sell you another type of online product. They're not associated with us. We're never going to call you to ask you to pay more than $249 a month. As a matter of fact, right now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to provide you with a security question. This is going to protect your account with us, and this is just to verify that the call, when you're getting the call, that it's actually Local Splash calling you, another, not another company, okay? Now, the security question, you could either choose, Jose, that it's your mother's maiden name before she got married. It could be your first pet's name, or it could be the city that you were born in. What would you like for your security question?
Let's do my first pet.
Okay, what was your first pet's name?
Okti. O-K-T-Y.
O-K-T-Y. Okay. Now, I always want you to get into the habit that whenever we call you to ask what's my security question, because if at any time anyone hangs up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Repeat that.
So first, let me explain it. So what I'm saying here is I'm not saying that you can't do additional marketing. Okay, what I'm saying is that before you do, just give us a call just to let us know so we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to, okay? So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I do.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is September 19th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement, as I mentioned. Your second payment will be completed, okay, automatically on October 19th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 19th day in the discounted amount of $249. So it's going to be a recurring payment every 19th of the month. Now, you may discontinue your agreement or pause it at any time by contacting client support. That is a number that I asked you to save in your contacts under Local Splash, 877-635-6225. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account to prevent those charges for your next billing, I ask that you at least call us 3 business days before your next billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. So you know, you got to call 3 business days before the 19th if you choose to pause or cancel it so you don't get charged that month, okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. Now, Jose, we're going to go over the billing. So the card that you're going to put on file, does that card have your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It's in under my name.
Okay. How does your name read on there?
We can do the business.
Well, it's however it reads on the card that you're going to use.
Yeah, we'll do.
Okay, so on the card that you're going to use, it doesn't have your name. Is it just a business name on there?
Yes.
Okay. How does a business name read on there? Is it completely with the LLC on it or no? The Jam Top Services LLC? Okay.
Yes.
And is it the same billing address as your home address too?
It is.
Okay. And then what kind of card is it, Jose? Is it like a Visa, MasterCard?
Visa.
Okay. And then the card number when you're ready?
Get down. Let me find it. It's not. Okay, I found it. You ready?
I'm ready whenever you are.
4481 7800 0185 8890.
Expiration month and year?
0427.
And the CVV code on the back?
892.
892. Okay. So I'm going to be updating the package right now, and then in about 1 to 2 minutes, you're going to get the receipt sent to you. You're going to be receiving a couple emails from me. I'm going to walk you through all of them just so that way you understand, like, the receipt, where you're going to sign. Okay, so just bear with me here. And we're almost done. Almost. So let me just – yesterday I was snacking on some sunflower seeds, and I don't know what, like, you know, the shell or something, a piece of it got stuck or something in my throat. And oh my gosh, I was like, for the longest time, like, it was like stuck. I was trying to get it out, and I feel now like my throat is sore. My husband's all, what's going on? I kept coughing, trying to cough it up. I'm like, oh my God, I got this like piece. It feels like a splinter in my throat. He's all, have some more sunflower seeds. I'm like, real funny.
Yeah.
You know, I love sunflower seeds when you're at like a baseball game or a football game, you know. But yeah, after yesterday, I think I'm good.
Yeah,
definitely think I'm good now. How do you mind if I ask you, how old are you? You seem so young and such a hard worker already. You're 19?
I'm 18.
18? Wow. So did you graduate already?
Graduated when I was 16.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Mr. Smarty Pants over there. Good for you. You just wanted to get school done, huh?
Well, hold on. Let me take this phone call. I'll put you on pause for a second.
Yeah, that's okay. Take your time, hon.
My bad. That was Angie's lead.
Was it? No way. Was it are you serious? Was it a lead coming through, or they were calling you to set up?
They were calling to set up, and I told them, I don't know.
How long ago did you sign up with them?
Yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
What did they get you for the $750 and you get $1,000 in leads?
They wanted that, but I told the dude no. I was like, I don't even plan on using it too much. I just want some.
Okay, good.
I wasn't even gonna put that.
I know they're doing that.
I'm getting another phone call. Let me.
It's okay, honey. Go ahead and take it. No worries.
Okay, I apologize for that.
No need to apologize. No need at all. Hey, you got to take calls. I don't mind holding. Take your calls. Okay?
Yes,
all right, hon. Now, I need you to take a look at your phone or either your text messages or your emails, because you got several of them. And I'm sorry that you got a lot of them, but it's all a part of our process. So I need you to find the one. There's one that'll say initial invoice or the one that says action photos needed for verification. Whichever one you find first, okay?
A copy of the invoice or the...
Yes, sir.
The further information.
Yes. I want you to open that one up, and I'm going to walk you through it, okay? The copy of the invoice?
Okay, I'm here.
Okay. So it goes on to say, hello, Jose. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below this email. Please note, this will be a recurring charge based upon the terms identified below. Please click here to accept your subscription terms. I need you to click on that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hold on.
Now,
what?
Where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
Okay.
Now it should open up a page for you that says at the very top, Local Splash, Terms of Experience.
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to walk you through this. Okay. Under the services that you will have with us as part of your package, you're going to have the Google Business Profile Optimization. You're going to have Google Business Profile Access. So you're going to actually be the owner. We're just listed as managers. Okay? Huh. Directory submission is part of your package. You will have the custom website, the My Site. That is included. Facebook business page access. So our technician will help you, like if you're not sure how to build the business Facebook page, they can send you the directions or walk you through it. Okay? We're here to assist you. Because we want you to have the ownership to your business Facebook page. You're just going to invite us on as managers. Okay? So they'll walk you through it. Facebook advertising is part of your package. Now, Google Ads and Google Guaranteed, those are products that we offer. They are not part of what you have, but they are other products. I don't really recommend Google Ads for you. They're way more expensive, and I feel with what you're doing now, it's sufficient, the program that you're doing now. Google Guaranteed is a good program, but I'll tell you this, later on down the road, you start getting a lot more revenue. You wanna go a little further out. You wanna expand more. We can revisit. We can actually visit the Google Guaranteed. But right now, you're good with what you have. Okay?
Okay.
Google Workspace. Now, they might offer this to you during your client interview. You do not have to do it. This is actually an additional charge if you want it, but the Google Workspace is like having an actual work email that would say like jose@jamtopservices.com, okay? It's an added cost, and you don't have to do it.
Okay.
Okay? You can be fine with the email that you have now.
Okay.
Alrighty? Now.
And say that word. Do you know what the difference is between y'all doing it and me doing it?
You could do it yourself. You could do it yourself, and I believe it doesn't cost you anything if you do it yourself.
Okay, yeah, because that's probably
If we do it for you, there's going to be a charge. If you want to save money, I would say try to do it on your own.
That's
to be quite honest, I'm about saving you money. Okay. Now, also as you see there. The advanced reporting system, that is part of your package. Live client support team, our hours are Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. You see our phone number listed there. We communicate through text message. Our delivery dates is like we went over. You see there, 45 to 60 days. Okay, that's talking about the Google Business Profile. Facebook ads. The website are up within 7 to 14 days. The directory submission is 5 to 7. Now, for your payments, this is where I really want you to pay attention. The payments. Today, You paid on the 19th of September, 2024, you paid Local Splash $249 to activate your services. Okay? Future billing amounts will be billed automatically to the credit card on file and listed below. Please note that this will be a recurring charge. Your initial cost was $249. We like to break it down for you. So from the $249, we're going to take $100. We're going to allocate it to your Facebook ads that we're managing. You will never pay click fees, okay? The $149 goes to the local bundle management that we're doing. Now, the monthly thereafter, do you see where it says the local bundle $149, Facebook ads $100, $249? That's how you know this price is not going to change on you, okay?
Okay.
Now, seasonal hold, cancellations, again, just call us within 3 business days prior to the date of your billing so that way you don't get charged. Your mobile phone should be listed where it says mobile phone. Make sure it's your phone number I have there. That is the number that we will text regarding your account. If we have an update, if we try to call you, we'll send you a text. Hey, we tried to reach you. Give us a call when you have a chance. Okay, because we like to update you. Underneath where it says your mobile phone number, there's 2 boxes. The first one, you're going to click inside of it because you're agreeing to receive text messages from us. The second box, you're going to check in that box because you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that your information is complete and accurate. Okay? Yeah. And then at the very bottom where it says sign, Jose, you're going to type your name in that box exactly as it reads. Just Jose Medina. No accent marks. Okay. I say that only because I know sometimes my phone wants to put an accent mark on Medina. So our system doesn't recognize accent marks, just an FYI. Okay. And then what you'll do is click on confirm signature. You don't need to put the date because it's already there. And it should take you to the customized tracking and reporting system that's going to ask you to put the username and password. Okay?
All right.
Okay. Now, the last one I need you to find is the one that says, it'll say action photos needed for verification.
What about it?
I need you to open that one up. It'll say action photos needed for verification.
Okay, come on. Okay, it's asking me to sign in. Do I just sign in with whatever or what? Because I don't really care.
Are you on the action photos needed? Did you go back to your text messages or your emails?
Yes, and I clicked that link, and it just sending me to log in to it.
Oh, okay. So yeah. So basically, so on the action photos needed, you didn't have to click on anything. I wanted you to read what we sent you. So remember I told you earlier we need pictures of like your work tools, your work equipment, you know, stuff like that. Because it's going to help us get you verified through Google faster. So there's a couple ways that you could send us the photos. Okay. Either you could text them to the number that I've been texting you from. You could either reply to one of those text messages with the pictures. These pictures aren't going to appear anywhere online, okay? You could either email them to us, or if you look on there, there's a link, a hyperlink. You click it, and it's going to allow you to upload your pictures there. Whatever is easiest for you, okay? Now, these pictures on the list, we give you like a list of photos that we need. Send us what you can. What you don't have, don't worry about it. Okay?
All right.
But if you log into your client dashboard, you can actually upload them there. Or you could just text them, whatever's easiest for you. So work tools, work equipment, work truck or van that you use with the license plate showing, send us a photo of your business license. Don't worry about the insurance because I know you don't have that. If you hand out business cards, send us a photo of that. Workplace, what that means is if you like store your equipment in a garage, send us a picture of where you store it at, in the corner or whatever. And then this will help us get you verified through Google faster. Okay. So just as a reminder, today we're going to call you between 4 and 5 o'clock your time. I'll send you a reminder an hour before just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour. And then I'll be introducing you to the technician. Okay. Jose, I want to be the first to congratulate you, and I want to welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so excited for you, super excited. And we're going to keep you in the loop, too. So as we're completing steps, we're going to be sending you notifications, letting you know when you're on the first page, when your website's live, your Facebook ads are live. So we're going to keep you in the loop, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And all right.
A Google verification.
Uh-huh.
What, is that where when you look at people up on Google and it has a little green tick mark with the guarantee? Is that what that is?
No. That's a whole different program. So Google Guaranteed is a program that we help with too. Google Guaranteed is a pay-per-lead program with Google. You have to be licensed and insured. You have to go through a background check. It's a good program. I suggest once you start getting more revenue that we kind of look into that for you to let you know what your options would be with that program. It's not a pay-per-lead program like Angie's. It's a pay-per-lead program where you don't share the leads with anyone, and it's only sent to you. But you got to have a Google business profile. You got to have 5 Google reviews. You got to be licensed and insured and pass the background check. All they look for in the background check, they just want to make sure that you don't have felonies. That's all they look at. They don't look at misdemeanors. They don't look at DUIs, just felonies. But to kind of give you an idea, okay, for the Google Guaranteed program, I'll tell you specifically what they ask for. They want you to have business insurance. So I would tell you this. Once you have insurance, call me and I can go over that program with you just so that you know what your options are. But it's a really, really good program. And you can pause the leads off and on whenever you want. It's not like you can only pause them a couple of times. I mean, if you need to pause them for months, you can do that. I can actually give you an idea right now, like what the cost is on that. I will tell you this, though. There is an application fee, okay? The application fee alone is $250, okay? But it takes, I will tell you this, it takes 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved from Google. Once you get approved, we would call you to let you know that you've been approved and to see when you would want your leads turned on, okay? Now, to activate your leads, you're looking at $313 is your minimum monthly budget. That gives you up to 13 leads. Your leads are costing you $24. But if someone called you outside of your services that you offered, they called you outside of the area that you service, if they called you to sell you marketing or to see if you're hiring, those are unqualified leads. Google's going to credit it back. The only time it's a qualified lead is if you talked about pricing or if you set an appointment to give an estimate. That's a qualified lead.
Right.
If you only got one lead in the month, what's left over in your budget will roll over to the next month, which means you're not paying $313 again. What you're paying is only $24 for the lead that you got the month before because you're putting your budget back up to $313. Does that make sense? So
yes,
I will say once you have more revenue, that's a good program to look into, okay? But I would say what you have right now with us is a good start. But if you want, if you ever want to do Google Ads, I'm going to tell you do Google Guaranteed before Google Ads.
All right.
It's a way better program. Okay. So we will talk to you later on this afternoon. I'm so super excited for you. Do you have any other questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Save your receipt for your tax purposes because it's a write-off. Okay. So we'll always send you your receipt. All right. So I will talk to you later on this afternoon. Okay, Jose?
Okay. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Talk to you in a bit.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.